shot, and I'm quitting forever. Cross my heart, cross my fingers, cross my heart, cross my fingers.
It's the only show on the internet that will raise a glass in your spirits. It's now time for the Winos.
Everyone, and welcome to the Winos podcast. We're back after a week hiatus, and tonight we have Nicole back with us. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We've missed you so much.
I've missed you guys. Wedding stuff is over. I'm officially a married woman.
Woo!
You guys have me back full time.
Yes. Yay. We're so excited. So we went to her wedding this weekend, and it was so much fun. So why don't you tell us about that, Nicole?
My reception was badass. Let me just tell you.
Understatement.
Yes, my reception was like the best thing. It trumped. It trumped the ceremony of the wedding. It was amazing.
Oh, I don't know. You walking up the aisle on a highway to hell was probably the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's one of my favorite things is after the wedding was over and I came over there by Katie, she's like, she really did it. I thought she was joking. I was like, oh no, she was dead serious.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. Did you get that approved?
No. There was no approval because I paid for everything in my wedding. Me and my husband now paid for everything in our wedding. And we had been joking about it for like, because we're huge music like fanatics. Like we sit on our back porch and we have a beer or wine and we like crank our music up loud and, you know, annoy the neighbors that don't like us. And the ones that do like us, they join us. And, you know, I love AC/DC and so does he. And we heard it one day and I was like, we were drunk and I was like, this would be badass to walk up the aisle to. So we kind of practiced a little bit and he was like, I'm serious, let's do it. And so we decided that, well, the night of rehearsal dinner, I was like, oh man, maybe I should run it by the preacher. You know, I don't want to make him feel uncomfortable or be like disrespectful. And I was like, oh, never mind, I'm not going to do it. So we didn't add that part in until like my wedding started at 4 o'clock and at 3:40, the girl doing my music was like, Nicole, I need to know right now if you're walking up the aisle to that or not. And I was like, oh shit. And I was like, yeah, I'm putting it on there. Yeah, we're doing it. Yeah, we're doing it. And so I hadn't really told Hunter yet. I hadn't told anybody. There we go. Yes. Hell yeah.
I actually have a short video that I saved from my Snapchat.
Yes,
did you ever watch the Snap story?
I didn't see this.
I told you to watch
it. I didn't watch anything. I didn't have my phone for the day afterwards.
It's you walking up to the dun-dun, I'm on a highway. And everybody's screaming like,
and I gave one of those right before I went in, but like we were standing down there, and like Hunter trying, like Hunter didn't really know what to expect because I hadn't told him like for sure this is what we're walking to. And all of a sudden, like it come on, and like I look over, and like my dad is grinning ear to ear, and like Hunter's mom's like, "What song is this?" And his dad Mitchell was like, Highway to Hell by AC/DC. Hell yeah. And I was like, heck yeah. Well, then, like, the preacher had his Bible up, and he was like, he was shaking it. And I was like, that's what's up, you know? And, like, we get up there, you know, and Hunter was like, I didn't even really, you know, I think you were going to play that. Like, I was, you know, I wasn't really. Well, yeah, it's my wedding. I get one wedding, because that's all I'm ever doing. I'm walking to what I want to walk to. So there was no approval. But just Nicole's approval.
It was true Nicole, and it was the best thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Oh. I think we all looked at each other and went, holy shit.
Yes, I was standing down there, and I was not even in the slightest bit surprised. Like, no. Yeah.
It was complete happiness to me.
Like, it was. Everybody was happy.
To hold my excitement in, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God, everybody's dead.
It was really great. I like the girl who did your music. I was talking to her all night. And at one point, she made the mistake of passing me the aux cord. So,
Fall Out Boy's all night.
Did you notice an increase in Fall Out Boy music?
I was like, that must be Katie's phone. Yep. I walk over there, but like our phones are like I think the exact same. And I was like,
yeah,
wait a minute.
I'd taken my case off of my phone and I put it down on the table. I said, okay, I'll turn the lock off, but you can't move my phone because my iPhone 7 is coming in next week. And if this breaks, I'm fucked because I got to send it back.
So be nice and easy. Well, mine was just sitting there. At one point, I went over there and like picked because yours wasn't on there. Mine was. And I picked it up and was like, want to take it? And I was like, maybe I should check. I was like, this is not my phone. Put this back. This is Katie's.
But yeah, no, they hooked my phone up to it at one point because of the Pandora commercials, and I have that Apple Play where you can just type in a song and it plays it. You don't have to worry about ads. But yeah, most of us.
That costs money after a wedding.
It's like $10
you know.
A month. Yeah. But, I mean, it's worth
it. I ain't
it.
Got $10.
It's so, worth me buying like $57 of the albums every month.
Damn.
So I want to go back to the night of the rehearsal, and then you can tell your story, okay?
Okay, the rehearsal.
So we went to the rehearsal the night before, and Nicole was all business.
All business.
Which I loved because she rocked it out. Like, it literally took like 20 minutes to get through the whole thing.
My way or the highway, and yeah. The highway's going to hell.
It was really funny when she was walking down with the kids. She's like, okay, now, guys, you hold the sign, you throw the flowers, that's right. And she, like, walked them down the whole way with that voice. She's like, okay, doing so good, that's right, let's go a little faster.
Move, kids.
And because it's supposed to be a superstition that the bride is not supposed to play herself in the wedding, and I'm her matron of honor, so I filled in for her during that part, and her husband and I, you know, we're really close, because Nicole and I are really close, and our families, well, poor Hunter, he's just come to the acceptance that basically I'm going to be around forever, and we might as well merge our families.
Right.
And so we've gotten very comfortable with each other. You know, we just hung out a lot, and it's just very comfortable between us. And so when we got down to the dock where Nicole got married, you know, we went through the whole thing, and, you know, he held my hand, and we interlocked hands, which I don't think his mom really appreciated. I kind of got some not-so-happy looks there.
Nah, I don't care.
Me and Hunter, we were cool with it because, again, we're pretty comfortable with each other. And the preacher got to the part where he said, now you may kiss your bride. And Hunter just got this devilish look. And he said, do I really get to practice this part? And Nicole, like, stomps up there and she goes, you will not kiss my wife. Like, it wasn't even like, no, Sharon, you can't kiss my husband.
No.
It was
don't kiss,
like,
my wife.
Pure defense of me. So I, like, absolutely loved that part. Like, that was my favorite part of the whole night.
But, like, Hunter literally hits green on that part. Do we get to practice? No. We can practice more than once. Excuse me, no. There's no practicing more than once with her. No.
But if it had been anyone else, he wouldn't have even
thought
to say that.
You,
it was just a joke.
Yeah. Like, since it's you, and there's no, like, harm in that. It's all fun and games with us.
Yeah. And if, like I said, if it had been anyone else, he would have never dared to say that. But it's just because we're close and, you know. But you had an analogy that you just love to share with people that night and then the next day, and we loved hearing about it. So you want to share it with everyone?
I do. I was trying to explain. I've never been married. This is my first and only marriage, because I will never go through the hell of that wedding planning, spending all that ridiculous money. The reception was pretty awesome. Like, we could just do that again, which most of the time we do on the weekends.
I was gonna say, that's like our multi-party.
Yeah. So my analogy for being married, because I don't know I know what it's like now, is, all right, so you guys should probably know, like, what the Power Rangers are, right?
Everybody
sure knows.
Hopefully our listeners
okay.
know.
So the Power Rangers are what I compare myself to. So you... Like, the Power Rangers are, like, human 1 minute, uh-huh. and then, like, something bad happens, and, like, they morph into, like, a Power Ranger. Then they kick ass, you know? Like, they're a Power Ranger. So, that was, like, what I thought of when I thought of marriage. So, I was like, okay, so I'm going to walk down this aisle, and I'm going to be, like, a human walking down the aisle, get down there, do our vows, and say I do, kiss your husband, kiss the bride. And then I thought I was going to, like, morph into, like, a wife. There we go. I was going to, like, morph into a wife, and, like, nobody got that. Well, my favorite color is purple, and so I'm like, all right, I'm the Purple Power Ranger. I'm the fucking purple Power Ranger. So, like, all night long, like, if you come to rehearsal dinner, like, I told everybody that, and, like, nobody really got it. They were like, meh. Well, like, I didn't give a speech, but if I would have gave a speech, I'd, like, literally, like, thank everybody for coming. Now that you see me, like, morph into, like, a Power Ranger now, like, I'm, like, totally, like, badass Power Ranger. But, yeah, that is, like, my analogy of, like, becoming a wife, is now I'm the purple Power Ranger. So, I'm going to get my suit and start wearing it.
You're gonna wear it to like work and stuff.
Yeah, you know that they'd appreciate it. Purple Power Ranger and all that.
Yeah,
I know what you're going for is Halloween.
Unfortunately, I don't celebrate that. But if I decide to go this year, I'll do that. Yeah.
But see, it doesn't matter if you get it. It doesn't matter if you celebrate it or not, because it'll just be like your default clothes.
Ooh, I wonder if they have a sexy outfit like that.
They have sexy Power Ranger outfits.
I'm sure you could find them.
Slutty Power Rangers.
I need this
for the bedroom.
For a newly married couple. Hunter's gonna love his Power Ranger. It's morphin' time. Poor Hunter. So apparently he missed the whole conversation, even though I had told him like 12 times.
I think you told him like one time while I was there.
You good?
I'm good.
I had told him like many times about being a Power Ranger, and he never really listened to me. And so like the night of it, I kept telling everybody about being a purple Power Ranger, and then he said, I don't understand this crap, Nicole. Why aren't you the purple Power Ranger?
Do you need me to go explain it to him?
I did finally.
Oh, okay.
And I set him down like serious talk last night, like, Hunter, you're living with a Power Ranger, honey. Like, you just don't
for
know.
For the rest of your life.
Forever. Forever.
You're welcome. So it's a purple Power Ranger who lives in the Sandlot.
It would be heaven. Heaven. Purple Power Ranger in the Sandlot.
Sounds pretty
touching
awesome.
Touching on Rodriguez's booty. Y'all are welcome for that. Y'all are very welcome.
We have missed you.
I've missed you guys.
Okay, so, Nicole, recently all of us have went on Pottermore and done our sorting into our houses. Mm-hmm. And I had done mine before, but when I went to re-log in, it wouldn't let me, so I had to create a new account. And I redid it, and it put me back into the same house. So I'm still Ravenclaw. Katie's Ravenclaw. Ashley is Ravenclaw. My husband, Jesse, just took it, and he's Gryffindor. He's Gryffindor.
He would be.
Yeah. We just had Christy take it, and she is Hufflepuff.
I'm not alone in this world.
Yeah.
Apparently.
You're also a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
The only unknown in our group is you, Nicole. So we have it pulled up, and we thought that we would go ahead and let you take the sorting test to see where you belong.
I'm excited, but I always have like test anxiety.
It's not like this. You don't have to actually have any knowledge of Harry Potter to take this.
I have like very minimal. Guess what I got? I got a Blu-ray DVD player. You told him I needed one, didn't you? You did, and I got one so now I can watch like the other. Even though I haven't really started those. I opened it and I was like.
I might have mentioned that something that you needed.
Well, I told Hunter, like, as soon as I opened it, I was like, yes, I know where they got this idea from. I know.
I kind of need you to join me. There's so many things I want to let you borrow.
I'm grateful.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, it's the one that streams Netflix.
I seen that. I was like, I'm so excited. Like, so, okay, so you guys are going to have to, like, educate me on all this, like, streaming.
I can come over and help tell you.
Because there was on the box, it had, like the Hulu, and I'm like, debating on trying Hulu.
Does it have Amazon Prime?
You can just use
it. It's in my car out there, and I have it, so we're going to have to,
girl,
like,
we can hook you up.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm excited.
Give you my Hulu account.
I'm excited.
I came very close to putting our information on it. Just be like, here.
It's all fair.
Don't judge my show choices.
You have your own profile, so you don't have to see what we're watching.
But
here
Hulu
you go.
Doesn't make your own profile, does it? No.
On Netflix, you can.
Oh, yeah.
I have Netflix. I have, like, kid one and nine owners.
Okay, so this test, there's no right or wrong answers.
Okay.
It's super easy because you just pick what feels right to you.
Okay.
Like, it'll ask you a question like, do you prefer night or day? And you pick whichever one feels best to you.
Okay.
So there's no reason to have test anxiety.
Okay. I thought I was going to ask me a lot of questions about the movies.
Like, no.
It's not like six questions.
There's a handful of questions.
All right.
But it's not about the movie.
Let's do the damn
thing. So you can do this.
Okay.
I have to put on my teacher glasses for this.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Moon or stars?
Stars.
Click. Once every century, the flutterby bush,
to plant from the movie,
produces flowers that adapt their scent to attract the unwary. If it lured you, it would smell of a crackling log fire, the sea, fresh parchment,
like paper,
or home.
The fire, crackling fire.
Okay.
One quick pause. Whenever you get my results, don't tell them. Let me look first, okay?
I can make that out. Yeah. We're good with that.
All right.
I can't see.
Okay.
I'm behind the computer.
Which of the following would you most hate people to call you? Ordinary. Ignorant. Cowardly. Or selfish?
Oh, that's hard. I hate all those. Probably cowardly. I'm a bad bitch. I've been to jail, folks.
Late at night, walking alone down the street, you hear a peculiar cry that you believe to have a magical source. Do you proceed with caution, keeping one hand on your concealed wand and an eye out for any disturbance?
Yes.
Do you want to hear your other option?
No, because the concealed wand reminds me of my concealed... yes, that's me.
So we're just picking that one? All right.
Yeah, read me the other ones.
Okay. Draw your wand and try to discover the source of the noise.
Ooh.
Draw your wand and stand your ground.
Ooh.
Withdraw into the shadows to await developments while mentally reviewing the most appropriate defense and offensive spells should trouble occur.
I'm drawing my wand and
seek out.
Stand your ground.
Yeah, I'm going to stand my ground.
Ta-da. If you were attending Hogwarts, which pet would you choose to take with you? Holy crap.
There's several of them. So listen. Pay attention.
And it's just multiple versions of cats and owls.
Yeah.
A tabby cat.
Maybe.
A Siamese cat. A ginger cat. A black cat, a white cat, a tawny owl, a screech owl, a brown owl, a snowy owl, a barn owl, a common toad, natterjack toad, dragon toad, harlequin toad, three-toed tree toad.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
The black cat, because I have a black cat at home. Solid black. His name is Angus. We call him Kitty. He's an asshole. He's the biggest asshole cat you've ever met in your life, literally.
Did you name him after the movie?
What movie?
Angus.
I didn't name him. Whenever we got him, his name was Bagheera off Jungle Book, and Hunter thought it was stupid. And so we changed. Him and my daughter changed it to Angus one day when I was at work. Yet he's never gone by Angus. And Hunter's like, we should have kept it as Bagheera. And I'm like, told ya. So his name is Kitty, or asshole, or jerk, or rude kitty.
Which of the following do you find most difficult to deal with? Hunger. Cold. Loneliness. Boredom. Being ignored.
Being ignored pisses me off to the high heavens. Hunter, I'm telling you, when you piss me, whenever you ignore me, I know you're not doing anything. You can text me back. That angers me.
But being ignored?
Yes.
Which of the following would you most like to study? Centaurs.
You know what a centaur is?
No.
It's like a half man, half horse.
That Those are so cute. They have long hair like the men. Well,
some of them.
I feel like that's just going to be the answer here. Yes. Goblins.
No.
Mer people.
Like mermaids. Oh. Except not nice ones.
Oh, no.
Kind of creepy.
No.
Ghost.
Hell no.
Vampires.
Hell no, they ain't close to me.
Werewolves.
Nope.
Trolls.
Well, those are cute. The point of the loop. No, I like the first one with the half horse. Yeah. So, like, do they have the horse dingling?
Oh my god!
Or, like, the man dingling. Like,
that's a deal breaker for her. It's either Minotaurs with the horse dingling, or
it's not been mermaids. There's no disclosure on that, so use your imagination.
Okay, horse dingling. I want that.
Well,
one.
That part of the body is the horse. The horse, so the horse? I would assume it'd be the horse dick.
Horse dingling.
What are you doing?
I'll take things I never thought I'd hear about today. All right. Left or right?
Right.
I have not heard you tell anybody that they are that.
She is Slytherin.
Is it cool to announce now that you know? 5 points for Gryffindor.
Oh, she's a Gryffindor.
You're with Jesse.
Okay, then. Yeah.
You share a house with Jesse.
Oh, what's up, Jesse? We in a same household.
It's not bad. Harry Potter's a Gryffindor.
Ooh.
So both of my spouses are in the same house.
There we go.
You attract a certain type.
I guess so. So I'll have to sneak over there and see y'all.
There we go. What's up, homies?
You borrow my invisibility cloak.
So me and Katie's bunking together, and I have to go over there and see y'all.
Yeah. I'm going to come see my husband and my wife.
No points.
What happens
Hufflepuff.
At Hogwarts stays at Hogwarts.
So Gryffindor, that's what I am now.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you're the one with the line emblem.
Your colors are maroon and yellow.
I grew. I look good in yellow. My mama said so. She burns out my eyes. But Hunter hates yellow, so I couldn't have yellow in the wedding.
So we still have no Slytherins in our group.
That's a good thing.
Unless we count our Canadian.
Oh no, sorry. Don't suck.
Well, she was really upset by her results.
Yeah,
so.
Retest.
Yeah, she kind of might have thrown her phone.
So what's my Patronus, right? Does it tell me
you
that?
Can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Okay.
Fuck this fucking Pokemon. Fuck it.
Are you playing Pokemon Go right now?
No. What?
I thought you were going to say fuck this Pokemon.
She is playing Pokemon Go.
So can I find out what my Patronus is?
We can do that.
I mean, is that okay with you guys?
Yeah. Okay.
Good, I'd like to find out my Patronus.
I mean,
Like my good luck animal?
Okay, I don't think you've reached this point in the movies, probably.
Need to probably turn off the sound on this.
A Patronus is a spell that you can use. It's one of your most powerful spells, and it brings about an animal shape that is for your protection.
Ooh, yeah. Let's find that one.
All right.
I'm excited on this. Now I'm going to go home and start watching them again.
They're about, next week, they hit theaters one more time. All eight of them, they're going to be released once a week.
Is Marigold Cinema doing
I don't know. I will find that out.
Because you know John
Pearl's not referring to it. So once a week, I can really go watch them in the movie theater?
If it's local, we have to find out.
Most of the time, they don't do it except for bigger ones or really small.
They're showing all eight in a row to set up for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
I'm so excited
about that.
But that
wouldn't surprise me if Paragold would do that, because they do that a lot for different movies.
How do we find this? When does this start?
Next week.
Okay, so then we should have some place should have our...
Well, we'll check on it for you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Memphis might have a place if nothing around here does.
Yeah. Okay, so the questions are timed in this.
Okay.
You have to answer super quick.
Ooh, okay.
No,
but
no
it's basically the same type of questions.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do the damn thing.
Relax and think of your happiest memory.
Drinking wine.
She didn't hit that.
Oh.
Well, now everyone knows. So. Oh, my goodness. It takes you through 4. Leaf, blade, or thorn?
Blade.
Okay. I'm like, oh, crap, I got to click fast. All right. For anyone who's done this, it goes through trees. Make or improve?
Improve.
Mm-hmm. Trees, everybody. Trees.
It's really pretty, though.
It is.
Play,
prowl, preen.
Play.
All right.
I'm newly married.
Yeah. Something just happened. Like, the whole screen lit up at me, and I got kind of confused. Come on. Give me this. Pretty. Together or alone?
Together. Let's get together. Yeah, yeah.
She's going to get something awesome, I feel.
It's going to be a horse.
It's going to be a centaur.
With a big dandelion.
Oh, my God.
Black, white, gray.
Gray.
All right. It is visually stunning.
It is. It's really pretty.
I was really relaxed while I was taking it. Like,
yeah.
Just watching it calm me
down. Oh, click, drag, and release for your Patronus. There. It's... Okay.
What is it?
It's a grass snake.
That's weird.
And I'm deathly terrified of snakes.
Congratulations.
We ran upon a freaking, what are those, not a cop.
Like a little garden
no,
snake?
No, ones that'll kill you when they bite you.
I feel that way about all snakes.
Rattlesnake? Copperhead?
Copperhead. Yeah. We ran across a baby copperhead today when we were scouting land. Talk about shitting my pants. I'm like, won't get off the four-wheeler. Hunter's got a rock. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. You can kill it.
So would you like to know about the rest of ours?
Yeah.
Okay, so unfortunately, I didn't figure out what it was doing and missed the first question. I think probably a lot of people did. My Patronus is a black and white cat.
Mm.
Jesse's, which I guess is appropriate because of his house, he got a rare one, and I even told him this when he clicked it. He had the stag, which if you, when you get to the point in the story, you'll understand why that's a rare one. Katie?
It's like a black horse. I don't remember. It should have been a fucking raccoon. I don't know.
I feel there's some anger here. Yeah.
I told her that her, well, you got a mare. I told her mare's going to end up stomping all over my cat.
It should have been a raccoon. I don't even think that's an actual option.
So a grass snake and I'm a Gryffindor.
Mm-hmm. My Patronus is the confused John Travolta from Pulp Fiction.
And what was yours?
An osprey.
Yeah, so you got a little
but
bitty bird.
Osprey's are cool,
yeah.
Though.
So, yeah, but it's a little bitty bird to protect
oh,
him.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the Marine Corps aircraft ospreys. Never mind.
No, it's a little bird.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know why.
It's a pretty little bird, but it's a bird.
I'm a bird and I have a I'm a Hufflepuff.
I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
I'm not disappointed in mine, but it's a cat.
I'm disappointed.
I think I'm gonna go home and watch the first Harry Potter tonight.
Oh, that butterbeer stuff that I got is basically cream soda. It was a total disappointment. I haven't added booze to it, but I mean, I've been drinking it all week. It's basically cream soda.
So, me and your husband.
Yep.
Living in the same household.
Yeah, whenever we start our compound.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Lord, let me tell you, lots of Moscato. Hunter eventually will be fat and hairy. He's hairy, but just not fat.
That man can be fat.
Hey, he got on the scale the other day at the doctor's office because precious little angel fell down the stairs at our wedding and his ankle is the size of like my thigh.
I don't think swelling counts as fat.
No, okay. This is I said it's gonna be like the clump ankle. You know, like on the clump. Because
this is temporary, Nicole.
No, actually, the doctor told him because I kept trying to tell him if he does not do the compression of it and wear that rocket sock that he's supposed to be wearing for 2 weeks, that it's like a rubber band that if you stretch it out, keep it stretched out, it will stay there. And if he does not compress this ankle, it will stay. The minimal swelling will go down, but he will have one fat ankle and one.
He'll get lymphedema.
Yeah, and it'll stay there, and he will not listen to me, so I'm having to, force him. I'm like, listen, you married a nurse. You have to listen to me. It is required, you know, to do what I say. And
I mean, I can send you pictures of my ex-father-in-law's foot. Like, here's his leg, and his foot, like, this is his ankle, and his foot is literally like this.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
I know, and that's like his, and he said, hey, well, Lewis's foot's got one big ankle. Well, listen, let's just avoid that and wear the damn sock that I bought.
Like, it's you don't have to do everything your best friend does.
Yes, like, you need to wear this so you don't have, like, a big foot. Like, I'm telling you, he could be the clump for Halloween. Like, just, like, his ankles would be funny. Like, I would let him dress up for Halloween for that. I'd be like, let's walk around with, like one pant leg up. Precious soul.
So, Nicole, since you've been gone, we've decided to add a couple of permanent topics. Things that we're just going to talk about at every episode. And so one of those that I just added was the weirdest thing that I could find on Amazon Trader. AmazonTrader.com is a website that lets you try out items at a discounted price on Amazon.
Some great items.
Yep. So you, as long as you do an honest review of the product. And sometimes we find just really, really weird stuff on there.
Mm-hmm. Like the penis thing.
Oh, yeah. The one that we talked about on a previous episode.
Yes.
And so I found several.
Did anyone ever agree to try that out, by the way?
No.
Okay.
Well, we can't because we ain't got a penis.
I said, I don't have a penis.
And none of our partners want to, so yeah. Sorry about that.
We are newly married. We're not trying to try out, you know, that thing.
Find someone on Craigslist.
So we can give an honest review.
We can invite them on the show and, like, have them try it on.
I don't know that I want them.
Do you really want somebody you meet off the Craigslist personals to be around you on the show?
Meh, you know, I mean, like, we just, like, do it in the front yard and pretend.
Okay.
So send us a video.
So ever since our last episode, I've been looking on the Amazon Review Trader site, and I found a lot of really strange things. But the one that I felt that was the most odd was this item called a generic rubber Johnny novelty eraser, and they come in individual packets, and they look like condoms. Now, I was really confused when I saw them because I'm like, so are they like little mini finger condoms? Are they actually erasers? Like, I didn't know. So I had to actually go on Amazon to actually get the product details. And yes, these are erasers. They're little handheld erasers that come in packs that look like condom packs. And they actually look like little mini condoms. So for anybody interested, you can look up generic rubber Johnny novelty erasers, and you can purchase these and use them at work or school or wherever you would like.
I love Katie's suggestion on, like, a sex ed teacher getting those and using them as erasers. Sure. Like, that's a pretty good suggestion,
Katie.
That
would be a legit way to use them.
Yeah. I have a friend who's a sex ed teacher.
Well,
you might point her in that direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. After this episode airs, I'll post it to her Wino's page so everyone can see it. But, I found it pretty amusing. And I also find it disturbing that I actually had to go and get, like, the product details to tell actually what it was for sure.
Not really condoms. Do not buy intentions of using them.
Yeah, it was really confusing. But that's definitely the most odd item that I found in the last couple of weeks while looking.
I liked the Trump ink pen. Like, it was like a Trump bent over, like, in, like, on his hands and knees, and you shove a pin in his ass.
Yeah, that's true. That one was pretty funny, too.
Katie enjoyed it.
I also found, which also amused me, it's a 25-piece premium practice lock pick set with instruction booklet and a blue padlock so you can practice at home on how to break into things.
Well, and then, I mean, then you can go probably, like, get, like, a doggy gate and, like, put it again, you know, on the door and go sit behind it and pretend like you're in jail because your ass just picked a lock and you're going to jail now.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, just go pretend.
I feel that this item has potential to make criminals.
And how much is that?
Let me see. That's $10.
Okay, well, your ass is going to get a lot of fines on court costs, lawyer costs, public, if you can't afford a lawyer, public defender, jail time. I'm going to tell you, it ain't cheap.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, it ain't cheap. Don't do it. The bologna sandwiches suck.
Wouldn't it just be cheaper to buy a padlock and a safety pin?
There's all kinds of ways of breaking into things, but yeah.
Don't do it, guys. It's a very bad idea.
Oh, it's It's an actual book. It shows an
It's a book.
No. It shows an actual, like, guidebook that comes with it, but on the guidebook it says PDF e-guide emailed to you. But it's like a wire-bound book. Look at this.
That's wonderful.
Like, it looks like it's an actual book that you get with it, but it's not.
Just don't. No, people. Don't
do that. So, yeah, we'll share these items whenever the podcast goes up, because they are amusing. Definitely. So.
And if you want to buy them, I'll throw the link up, too.
If you want to go to jail, don't go to Poinsett County Jail.
It definitely don't say that we encouraged you to purchase these items, because we did not.
Mm-mm.
Well, the condom eraser one, that's fine.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Or buy the Trump one that you're shoving it up his ass, you know?
Yeah, just make sure it's cool to use it at work.
But I was going to say, you could always, like, cut off, like, a face that you don't like of somebody and tape it on there. So it's like you're shoving a pen up somebody else's ass, you know?
That would work, too.
A few people in mind I'd like to do that, too. I thought you'd do that. Just, like, shove my foot up your ass.
Well, if you can find, like, a mini.
Nine.
Well, I wear a size 10, so come on, girl. Come on. My toe. And I wiggle my toes in there.
I'm thinking if you get, like, a Barbie shoe, you could pretend like you were doing it.
Like a Barbie. Get, like, a pin that looks like a Barbie leg.
I'm a Barbie girl.
So our other permanent topic is pet peeves. And I have one that I want to talk about. Actually asked Katie to, like, keep the link for me because I was really upset about it. And I typically, like...
I didn't do that, by the way, but I can find it.
That's okay. I typically, like, with my personality, like, I'm either, like, mildly annoyed about stuff, but no big deal, like, I get over it, or I'm, like, irate, like, very extremely angry, like, will flat out yell and maybe throw things at people. And when I saw an article that Katie had posted to Facebook, like, I was at that level, kind of like at that point where, like, girls are so angry that they cry because you just can't do anything else.
There's no emotion, like, that describes that. I mean,
yeah, and I was at that point. Katie had posted an article about a physician that was doing immunizations, and instead of purchasing these immunizations, which honestly insurance companies would have reimbursed him at for 100%, he was switching what was in the vials with vodka and cat saliva and other unknown substances.
Are you kidding me?
And injecting people with them.
I did not read this article that you...
It's on my wall. I'll dig and find it and tag you.
Yeah, please
do. But it's legitimate. Like, I think it was like an ABC or CNN article or something.
Yeah. And so just reading this, like, I was so, so angry. These immunizations are not terribly expensive. Insurance reimburses 100%. He just wanted to abuse the system and make a ridiculous amount of profit off of them. I cannot imagine, as a nurse, how much pain these people were in receiving injections of vodka or the infections that they were put at risk of with the cat saliva and whatever unknown substances they were injected at.
This is very important that I read this article, because as I'm sitting here as a nurse, I'm getting, like, so, like, my foot is, like, bouncing off the wall. I literally am, like, pissed.
See you have the same reaction.
Like, I got pissed on that nurse who was used the same needle when she drew up the flu vaccinations last year. I got pissed on that. Like, how ignorant are you?
I was wiping it off with the alcohol spot.
I don't give a damn.
Doesn't fucking matter, you dumb
bitch. Like, I was sitting there reading this article and crying. Like, it's not like I even know this person or know the people or can change it whatsoever. I was livid. And ultimately, I just had to end up quoting the IT Crowd, which is a great show. Because there's this line in it that will 100% probably be my motto for the rest of my life. And it's from a character, Roy, and he just says, people, they're all bastards. And I just feel that there will be so many cases in my life where that statement will just sum it all up.
Yes, lots of bastards.
Because I just was...
They were children's vaccines.
Oh, my...
Dr. Ming T. Lin.
Dr. Ming T. Lin, there's a special place in hell.
It wasn't even for him, like, to get profits. He legitimately was doing it as an alternative medicine. Like, fucking woo shit.
And I can't even. Like, I'm now speechless.
In Chicago.
So how many people were... does it say in the article how many people...
They were found cluttered in sterile office, a box full of vials. It doesn't actually say. He was just making his own vaccine.
And so he actually believed that vodka and cat spit were better alternatives to scientifically tested and proven immunizations.
Do you find... I'm going to need you to read this. And like, I need to read this article. I'm getting irritated.
I told you it was going to be a big pet peeve.
His hearing in front of the medical disciplinary board is set for the 11th of this month.
Where at?
Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, I'm going to see if I can't get a ticket to fly there. Because I want to sit in that. I bet there's a lot of pissed off parents. Because now you got to think, all those kids who got those shots now have to go back and get their actual real shots.
Here's the thing.
Can you imagine the unnecessary pain? Can you imagine how bad vodka would burn? Why couldn't he have just at least like injected like saline? It's just salt water.
But here's the thing is he's not like a normal pediatrician. People who...
He's all homeopathic.
Yeah, so the people who
crunchy granola.
He said Lynn gave vaccines orally or in nasal form if the patient or family member had a history of autism, eczema, or neurological disorder.
So you're shooting vodka. It's like snorting a line of vodka.
Yeah. He also used a device called Wavefront 2000 to detoxify vaccinations from mercury.
Okay, both of my sons have eczema. It is not because of immunizations. It is because I have a history of eczema, and I'm pretty comfortable with them receiving vaccinations on schedule.
I really hope he
gets... Okay, Katie, what else did you just read?
Charts showed that patients who received unapproved oral vaccines included a 7-day-old infant. You gave a 7-day-old infant vodka, you should be charged with attempted murder.
Yes. I mean, even...
More than a decade. He did this for more than a decade.
My blood pressure is high.
We got to get off of this subject.
We got to go to Chicago. Yeah, road trip. I got some vacation time. Not me left, but I mean crap.
Okay, so you have two nurses and someone that's extremely passionate about vaccination who is hours and hours away who are extremely pissed. Like, I can't imagine people who are closer who knew these children. So now you understand why I was crying.
I would really like to punch Mr. Wu Wang Chang. Dang-a-lang. I hope he gets what he deserves, you little bastard. Hope they stick a freaking needle in some damn... There's a pitchfork in hell for him.
With his ass's name on it.
Mm-hmm. Ram! That's for that one kid. Ram! That's for another. Oh, ram, shot. Ram!
Fired on Hillary Clinton.
That's a non-topic.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was my big pet peeve. That was something I really wanted to talk about because that just really, really bothered me.
Vaccinate people. Golly.
And go to a legit pediatrician, please. Someone that believes in a real, proven vaccination schedule. I mean, I understand that there's some health issues and some conditions that may delay giving vaccinations on time, and that's understandable, but... vaccinations are incredibly important, and
we are definitely pissing off those people who don't vaccinate. But guess
what?
We don't give a fuck.
No, because this is something that's very important to us.
Yes,
because it's
educate yourself, people. Don't go off a stupid little clip that you watch.
Listen to Jenny McCartney.
Yes,
her kid don't even have autism.
Yeah, don't listen to dumbasses who just gather, like, read little topics on, you know, on a fake website.
A mommy blog.
Yeah, don't listen to mommy blogs. I am a follower of a mommy blog. It's like a secret private one if you talk about it. It's like Fight Club. You're talking about Fight Club. Well, this is like a secret one where there's like a million members. And it is the stupidest thing ever. Me being a nurse, these dumbass women in there were like, my child got four shots today and... my child is all of a sudden showing signs of, I don't know,
autism, something.
Dead eyes. And I'm like, you guys are idiots, like complete and total morons.
That's not how that works.
No. Please educate yourself when it comes to that. You know, even like the flu vaccination. Ugh. Educate yourself. Get them.
And it's not just about protecting your child. It's about protecting other people's children who are ill, who have life-threatening conditions, and are unable to receive vaccinations due to those conditions.
I mean, I understand if you have like a legitimate reason and can't get it, but if you're just a dumbass who read a mommy blog and don't want to get it, or don't want to get your, you know, don't want to let your kids get it, you're a dumbass.
I saw...
read the back of a cereal box then.
I saw a pro-vaccination statement the other day that said, saying that you don't want to receive vaccinations because something bad may happen is the same thing as saying, well, I might as well poke my eyes out so I don't have to wear glasses.
There you go. Exactly. I'm going to cut my leg. I just get that lib.
Yeah. Okay.
We need like a blood pressure cup, like a blood pressure. And I have perfect blood pressure.
Okay. Anyone else having pet peeve they want to share?
Yeah, I do.
Go for it, dear.
Smacking ass mother peep. Golly. Let me just tell you. I cannot stand smacking. I cannot stand.
Like people smacking like gum and when they're eating.
I don't give a shit if you're sitting over there smacking some food off your plate. But somebody who smacks gum, who sounds like a damn horse in your ear. Ain't it cold? Stop. Literally, there's a like with my kids, I can be like, okay, like I walk up to him, stick my hand out, spit your gum out. Like, is that acceptable to like do to adults? Like, spit your gum out.
Do you have hand sanitizer available?
I don't give a shit. I will put my hand. I mean, literally, people who smack gum, I literally want to smack them in the mouth. Like, I think that's probably one of my biggest. Hunter's very passionate about it. He says I smack. I don't smack. Unless it's like really good food and I'm really hungry, then I'll probably smack a little bit. But like for the most part, like smacking gum is. Oh,
I pop my gum a lot. Does that bother you?
No. I don't know. I've never heard you do it though. Like there are specific people I have in mind like right now, and they literally just. Will stand like shut like right over my shoulder and just smack their gum.
No, I'm not talking about smacking it. I'm talking about like specifically popping it.
That's different. That's okay. But like smacking, meh.
I'll have to do it this weekend and see if it bothers you.
Yeah, and I'll stick my hand out. Listen, you're my wife. I'll stick my hand out. Give me that gum, girl.
It'll just be once. It'll be an experiment.
Okay.
But I do sometimes do it without like thinking about it. And then I normally go spit my gum out because I'm normally at work or something and I'm like, not appropriate.
I did that yesterday. Well, I've done that at work, like about to go in there and like talk to a patient, like and explain paperwork to them. And I'll like smack like a peppermint or something in. I'm in there and they'll get like stuck and I'm like, I'm sorry. And I have to like, it's like stuck to the roof of my mouth and I'm like about to choke on it. And that's like, I'm like popping it down, but then I move it over. But I don't sit there and like smack gum. That is a really big thing. There was a specific person at my wedding who was speaking to me and was smacking gum, and I was just staring at their mouth like, what are you doing with that mouth? Like, you look like a horse. You sound like a horse. So if I close my eyes, I'm like standing in a barn. Standing in a barn.
Where you like envisioned it, like smacking it out of their mouth, like slapping it. Like,
I can see my fingers going towards their mouth like, come to me. Open your mouth. Yeah. But that's... I'll think of another one, but well, not today, not this show. But that's like probably, well, that's Nicole's first pet peeve. Well, not first, but one pet peeve.
It's okay. We're going to do this every segment, so there will be more to add.
I also call people assholes who use like the last bit of toilet paper and put the other roll, just set it on top.
That's fair.
Yeah. I call them assholes. And that's a pet peeve of mine. It takes 5 seconds.
Is it a pet peeve that they leave it or that you call them assholes because you keep saying both?
Both. I think, like, people who do that, it takes 5 seconds. Laziness is a pet peeve. 5 seconds. Look, pop. I mean, we can go time this shit. Dude, get some toilet paper and I'll time this mess.
Okay, Katie, how about you? What's your pet peeve?
Give us one.
And please keep it non-political today.
Done. Done. Done.
No non-politicals you can think of.
pet peeve?
Not really.
You don't have a pet peeve?
I mean, I do.
Is it political?
Yeah, well, okay. It's kind of a hot spot right now.
All right, well, we're gonna win.
Facebook is a clusterfuck right now because of it. So we're gonna avoid that little hot button topic right there. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna talk about Katie after your wedding.
Oh, nope. I can't. I didn't get to hear this story yet. Nope. I'm super excited. Yes.
Okay, I got a pet peeve. when people tell drunk stories about me, I won't share it if you don't want me to.
Nah, it's cool.
I want to tell about the
ranch dressing.
I want to hear about the small Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I want to share that part.
Okay, you can share that part.
So when we were leaving Nicole's wedding, Katie was riding with me and my husband and my two sons. We had planned this so if anyone was intoxicated, they would have a DD.
Safety first.
Yep, always. And on the way back to Jonesboro, both my son and Katie decided that they needed to stop and use the bathroom. So we stopped at a Burger King.
I think it was still in Forest City.
Probably.
No. Fall City.
Which is why we decided to go to a Burger King instead of a gas station.
Or you could be like, go to the Waffle House there and have the waffle and weave. Did you ever see that on the Memphis News? Who did the guy was in Waffle House in Forest City and was... Did you guys not see this?
No.
Okay. Go. Like, you can probably Google this. I kid you not. In Forest City, there is a video. It went to the news station. A guy was in Waffle House ordering food, and two of the employees, one of them was helping the girl soak her freaking nasty ass weave out right there at the kitchen while they are cooking. I kid you not. Please, okay. Please Google this. I kid you
I'm
not.
I'm glad we stopped at Burger King then.
Bam! Bam! Look at that shit. Not kidding. Okay. You need to see the video.
Burger King was the way better option.
And yes.
Since it was still in this location, which can be dangerous, we decided to do the buddy system.
No, go ahead.
It's not that scary.
I mean, I grew up, I was born and lived for 4 years in a neighboring town.
Yeah.
So
it really is rough. So, yeah.
So, like I said, we decided to do a buddy system. I went to the bathroom with Katie. Jesse went with my two boys. And while Katie was in the restroom, she was telling me she had to get something to eat. She wanted to just get a small order of fries. And so this is all cool. Katie makes it out of the bathroom before I do. She leaves me in there. I walk around the corner, and Katie, who has been taking part of some alcohol during the wedding reception. I walk up there just as she is ordering, and my kids happen to catch this as well as they're coming around the corner. They thought it was the best thing that happened in the entire night.
Besides me getting married.
Well, they thought this was funnier. I mean, they were happy for you, right. But this was funny. They heard Katie up there trying to order a small Dr. Pepper and a small Dr. Pepper. And the guy at the register, he's like, so you want two small drinks? And so the only reason I knew she wanted fries was because she had told me in the bathroom, apparently forgot from the time of the bathroom to the register. And so I went up there and I was like, I'm with her, I'm supervising her, so it's okay. She wants a small drink and a small fry. And he's like, you're sure? And I'm like, Yes, I'm sure it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. And so we get her cup, and we go over to get her soda, and I try to help her put the lid on, but she's literally arguing with me. I keep trying to tell her that the lid is not on all the way, and you kept telling me, yes, it is. Stop. Yes, it is. It was on one side. Like, if you picked it up and, like, put any pressure on it, the lid would have popped off and, like...
I did get Dr. Pepper all over my new shoes.
Yes.
But I think that happened in Jesse's car while I was trying to stuff the cup in the back of the seat instead of the cup holder.
Yes. But as you were walking away with your half lid on, I'm, like, following you, like... trying to fight to get the rest of the lid on.
Give me the cup, Grady.
And so you get your fries, and you walk up to get them, and the lady asks you if you want any ketchup, and you go, no, ma'am, I would prefer some ranch, please. Like, all prim and proper.
I remember saying it like almost a British yes. accent. I would like some ranch, please.
Like, everyone else around you was crazy. We did get you loaded back in the car. You drank a little bit of your Dr. Pepper.
I don't remember consuming any Dr. Pepper or fries. Apparently fell asleep, and when we woke up at IHOP in Jonesboro, I had french fries in my hair and ranch dressing all over the left side of my body.
So y'all got Burger King and IHOP?
Well, she just got fries.
No, I was trying to pump myself full of, like, bread and carb to, like, sober up a little bit.
This is baloney.
The rest of us didn't eat until we got home. Like, well, at IHOP.
And then y'all think I'm weird for what I ordered at IHOP, but I don't think I'm that weird. I couldn't read the menu, for one, so I couldn't see if there was actually something on the menu.
Because everything was still really swimmy?
Yeah. So I was like, I'll take one order of bread, one order of hash browns, and one order of ham. They brought it out on one big plate, and then I got hot sauce to put on it. But all y'all think, like, I'm
just
weird
plain
for
bread?
Like toast. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like toast, hash browns, and ham.
What's it wasn't with? That. It was you looking at the waitress and going, I want some THH.
No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Shut up.
Yes, you did.
Holy cow. Toast, hash browns, and ham.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
What?
You did. And then you couldn't remember exactly how you were supposed to pronounce the hot sauce, so you're like, can I have that Mexican sauce
the with brown lamb? What in top?
Mexican sauce.
It is a Mexican. It's got, it's Cholula. I ran out of it when she brought it to you,
you decided to sprinkle it over everything, but then you were really sad because you didn't mean to get it on your toast. So you decided to wipe it off of the top toast onto the bottom toast.
Tell me why that, oh my god, I don't know. I have no idea.
You also drank coffee through a straw.
It was hot. That's the, no.
You don't stain your teeth that way.
That wasn't because I was, that I was drunk. It was hot, and if I would, like, drank it all, like regularly, it would have, like, burnt the shit out of my tongue.
You also chewed your straw to pieces.
Oh, I do that all the time, even when I'm sober. I've got an oral fixation. Don't make any jokes about it.
Okay, we didn't. We didn't joke.
But yeah, no. I didn't even eat, like, my food.
Let
no.
me get that THH.
Well, the funny thing is, she hardly ate any of her food. And the waitress came by, and she's like, I'm going to need a to-go box. And the waitress said, for that?
I remember that part. I was like, yeah, duh.
I'll just take the plate.
Shove in my purse.
I remember at one point I said quite loudly, I'm not that drunk. And then there's, like, a kid in a booth over there was, like, looking at me. And I think he was trying to videotape me. And I was like,
you look at you little bastard.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Well, my kids had a blast.
They
like,
did.
They really enjoyed
you. I think
your
you. Son has a crush on me.
Think he might, yeah.
He's funny.
I got, like, down beside him and was like, I'm going to sugar him. And you, I think you said, what would you do if Nicole sugared you? And he said, nothing. And I just got really close to his face and he turned around. I creep up on people.
That joke that I made, though.
I was on the way out.
No. And when we got food, Zeke, I sat down at the table and he looks at me and goes,
at your wedding reception.
Yeah, this is at your reception. We've all gotten food. And Zeke, I sit down and Zeke looks at me and goes, I don't know why I got two buns though, because he only had one hot dog. And I looked at him without skipping a beat. I said, because you don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
And he looked up at her and then he realized, because, you know, I try to expose him to a lot of different music. And then he started to turn red a little bit and look straight down. Yeah.
And
like,
just shook his head.
He refused to, like, look at anyone.
He couldn't look at you for, like, a good
but
hour.
It was so funny. It was so great.
And I even asked him while he had his head down. I was like, do you know what song that's from? He's like, yeah.
It was so great. It was so great.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun that night.
Did you
throw a hell of a
fedora?
Yeah, she does. She worked yesterday outside. Yes. I'm telling you. She said, Mom, when do I get to see her again and give this back? I said, I don't know. You mean invite her over? Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
you can invite her over. Yeah, bought her over.
When we were leaving, she gave me the biggest hug around my neck and whispered in my ear and goes, "Will you please talk to my mama about having a play date with your daughter?" And I was like, "Oh my God, yes."
She is like the sweet, I'm telling you, she's like the sweetest kid. She got asked to go spend the night at Hunter's aunt's house with like two of the other kids. And she came over there and she was like, "Mom, can I go?" And I was like, "Yeah, baby, go ahead." I mean, we weren't doing everybody. Most everybody was gone. We were just hanging out with like my mom and them. Literally, it was just like chill. Everybody was like, I had my son asleep in my arms. Literally, that's nice. All you know. And so okay, cutest thing ever. I wish someone had got a picture. Hunter brought him down the stairs, and all he had on was his white button-up shirt, his long-sleeve white button-up shirt with one button buttoned, and his green boxers. And I was like, "Look at this cute little Tom Cruise looking precious."
He was so cute.
But he was like, "Are you sure you're not going to be sad because I'm leaving on your?" I'm like, "You can go hang out with the kids. I don't care."
She was taking care of me the latter part of the night.
She was really sweet.
Stuffing me full of popcorn, and we kept talking about how bad it was because it had no salt on it.
Yeah, she even told me at one point, she's like, "If I keep bringing Katie popcorn, that means she'll be quiet."
Well, at one point they said, I don't remember who it was. I think it was Bailey said, "The adults can't have popcorn, but I'm going to go get her some." And I was like, "Great." So, like, she, like, handed you her, like, haul back. And I said, "This is my wedding. I want popcorn. Here's
the damn popcorn." They didn't put any salt on it. It was terrible, but I kept eating it because I knew I needed to eat something.
Well, I hadn't ate all day besides a handful of M&Ms that you guys witnessed.
And that beef jerky.
And that was it. And finally, at 10:30, when I was literally, like, my head was absolutely pounding, and I was like, "I should probably eat." Oh, I shoved a piece of cake in my mouth. Was it you that walked up and caught me?
Yeah, I saw you.
I shoved a whole... It was so...
That cake is
I need
so
to get
good.
With you. I still have like a whole like pound in my refrigerator.
It's so good.
Which is a funny story. The groom's cake never got cut, and so it sat outside all night long, and like it was cold, so it didn't do anything. And we come outside I got up the next morning, and the girl who had her house, my reception at or my wedding at her house, had went outside and brought it in, and we think a squirrel it was like a little like probably 3 centimeter part of it, and we died laughing. So like I had to like cut like a lot. It was great. I was like, "Can we get a picture of that?" I lost my phone like at some point, and it went dead. Like, literally, I've not had a charge phone since like Thursday of last week.
So Katie, I want to talk to you about which we talked about this on live last week. We talked about the wrestling match, which
sticking their ass, ramming their ass. Katie's Snapchat story on that night was
epic.
Still have all that stuff saved in my Snapchat memories.
Katie and I weren't super super thrilled to go watch wrestling because it's not something that we have enjoyed in the past. And so we had a brilliant plan. We were going to bring Sonic slushies and spike them with vodka, but unfortunately they wouldn't let us bring in any outside drinks. But we had a backup plan. And Katie, do you want to tell everyone about the backup plan that actually happened to work out pretty well?
We had this like real small bottle of absinthe. And I have
I just happened to grab it on the way out too of the liquor store because she never had it before, and I have.
Ugh. Regrets.
Heartburn.
Hashtag all the regrets. I have a Kavu purse, which is kind of small and like tall. So it fit perfectly into my purse. So we put it down into my purse, and every so often I just looked like I was drinking my purse.
And she got a lot of attention for that too. Yeah. Like people kept like looking at her, catching her drinking out of her purse. So that was really funny.
They knew what I was doing. Come on, we were in a freaking warehouse of like 80 Trump fans.
Towards the end, like after the intermission, like we just stopped hiding it and we just start pulling it out.
I'll find a way to put this one video that I have on my Snapchat on the Winos page, but I know that there's some listeners out there who watch Key and Peele, and you know the skit with Wendell, the overweight guy who like can't move, and he calls the pizza places with all of his little action figures and pretends that they're people and ask him what they want on their pizza. Well, this announcer, not only did he look like him with like the long hair, pulled back glasses, all that, he sounded just like him too, and I could not take anything. Well, I just couldn't take anything serious that night because of like the entire situation we were in. But every time he would like talk, I thought that's like that's what was happening, was he was our announcer. And that night was just,
it was
crazy.
It was really amusing, the announcement, because the announcer was
that. It's a turkey. That's what it's called.
The announcer was really amusing, because we would just be, which it was hard to hear him at some times, but then we would hear just random stuff like hot dogs, grocery store. Like,
it was like he was, at one point he was naming off just like all the recently watched shows on his Hulu account. You're like, what are you talking about? And then we'll hear like mumbling, then we'll hear something like referee.
It was already such like a random, confusing event, and then we had that going on with it. So, we'd be like, "Did he just say turkey? Like,
bologna sandwich?
Did you say True Bloods? What?"
It was so odd, but I mean, we did enjoy it for what the experience was. Like, it was interesting. So.
My commentary made it slightly better.
It was not a wasted night. We did enjoy it.
No. My Snapchat story got quite a few views.
I'm a little sad I had to move from being next to you. Like, hearing
at one point.
I truly enjoyed your Snapchat story. Since I didn't get to go, like, seeing that, I was like, I was there.
I wish you would have been there.
Like, even Jesse was getting in on it. Like
she was like, wait a minute, there. Like, at one point, yeah, like, the guy, look, he was literally humping the other guy, and Katie's like, women his ass. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I watched that whole thing probably 10 times on Katie's head.
I would elbow where I'm like, get ready, something interesting needs to happen.
The guy, it was just the still of the guy standing up holding that belt, and my tagline just says, hot gay.
Yeah, that's in that one too.
Where he had that trash can, and like, he like rammed it in his ass, but it's not like the guy like was like hurt. That look on his face was like, yes, don't stop. It was just so great. You need to download Snapchat again. I need it. Well, I'll just show it to you. I've got it saved in my memories.
I mean, I can download it. I have an account.
Well, yeah, my phone, I've added, my phone goes through the numbers, so I've added you and Christy and Ashley and you, and I've sent y'all snaps, but it just says pending.
Yeah.
I had to reset my phone. So.
I added randomly because Pete Wentz's Snapchat name is just like Pete Wentz. So I added a Snapchat name, Patrick Stump, and they read my snaps, and I was like, okay, I know this isn't really you, because they accepted my request. And I was like, what? And then I was like, okay, I know this isn't really Patrick Stump, so who are you? But they won't respond to me. But I'm going to keep sending you Snapchats just in case you might be Patrick Stump.
They're not inappropriate, right?
They're not inappropriate.
Okay.
Seeing your titties. Not this size.
It might be like a 15-year-old girl who's a fan of Patrick Stump. I'm not going to send her my titties.
She shouldn't be under Patrick Stump, ever.
Right? That ain't you. You ain't Patrick Stump.
Mm-mm. I feel like this is an episode of Catfish waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. No.
No. Just kidding.
So, I don't know if y'all listened to the last episode of Live or not. But Richard had a really big announcement for me at the last episode. Did you hear it?
No.
I know what it is.
Richard, you want to tell him again?
I made Sharon my bestest mention at
my wedding.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
And I got super excited because I want her to wear a tuxedo.
Tuxedo.
So.
Tuxedo mask. Sailor Moon.
Woo. She's my day.
I heard this. I'm excited for
I'll
this.
Wear a tuxedo
so
with y'all.
So within 2 months, I'll have been matron of honor.
Oh. What can I wear to be cute together?
You want
to
dress? Oh no!
I want to dress as a couple though.
Let's dress. You can dress like Glenn Coco.
Like, I want to be like a straight up.
You
couple.
Go, Glenn Coco.
So in 2 months, I'll have been matron of honor and best man.
I'm excited.
Isn't that awesome?
I'm excited. We need to get our out.
Me, I'm just kidding. I'd be the worst. I'm gonna wear a tuxedo, and you can wear like a prom dress, and we could just be ridiculous.
What's like? Do you have like a themed wedding?
How do we put this?
It's multi themed.
Yeah, it's
ridiculousness. That's what it is.
Pretty much. Yeah. No, it's we're allowing cosplay.
Go as Jessica Rabbit.
Is it in a church?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'll be respectful to the Lord. What?
I'm excited. Hey, they have
Dumb and Dumber in their tuxedos.
Can I wear purple?
Yes. But no, they're tuxedos. They're
remember. I thought it was
purple.
The blue and orange.
The light blue and orange. Okay. You do light blue since it's closest to purple, but I'll do orange. We can go Dumb and Dumber with the top hats and the cape. Oh, my really? God.
You can. Okay. And I also have access to the Muttmobile.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
The car they drive.
The Muttmobile?
Yeah.
Like the actual one for
Well,
the
not movie? The actual one, but a replica. That, yeah.
Somebody oh my lives
not here, not here, but I have access to it. I could probably get it here.
Oh, I'm excited. How long do we
and
have?
And now there is hugging.
We yes. have a month.
Okay, so.
So I will make some calls.
Yeah, I'm going to need that, girl. I'm
because I wonder if Golden Grotto's got something like that.
Where this is.
Or they might be able to order it for you.
We're going to look a hot, hotness.
Oh, so I'm cool with it. A hot mess.
Bam.
It's going to be amazing.
We're going to
I can't believe. I'm so glad I thought of this. This is the best.
Do you like the little foot thing? You know, where you don't really hit their feet.
Oh, yeah, like the little.
Yeah, I'm uncoordinated.
I think there's very few rules. I mean, there's some rules, but.
Well, we're going to be dumb.
It's in the house of the Lord, so I am respected.
Well, they do have some permissions.
And then Saturday night. We're doing our thing.
Bam.
Yeah.
You're getting married on a Friday or Saturday?
Friday night.
Okay. Where's your thing at on Saturday?
Haven't decided yet.
Okay.
Which is what you said.
Okay. I've got to run it by Gerald.
Dear Gerald, we love your stinking guts. We think you're precious.
We're having a wedding reception at our house.
Would it help if we all signed a petition?
No, it would probably help if...
Katie will give you some booty twice a day for 6 weeks.
She already had to do some work to the multi-party at her house.
Oh, some work. Work.
And I don't think I volunteer for that type of work.
You didn't volunteer for that. He's actually pretty cool about the multi-party. He looked at me the other day and goes, if this party's going to be at our house, I'm going to be there. And I was like, okay, I'm arguing about it.
Hey,
he's like the secret
guy. I've
got to find
it, but I think I've got like some stuff to take, like photo booth pictures. I think I have it.
I can always make some with my machine.
Well,
and
I think
cardstock.
I think I already have some, though.
And I have backdrops.
That's what I was going to ask
you. I have
you.
Photography backdrop.
And you have that chalkboard, and you can write, like, take a funny picture.
No, that chalkboard's going to say, it's going to say, roses are red, true love is rare, booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
And I'm telling you, that probably what I rocked my butt.
Yeah, we're excited. We're cleaning out the garage this weekend, and we're pulling up all the dead stuff in my flower bed because we're going to plant some mums and put some pumpkins and hay out there. He's excited.
I've got three bales of hay. I get to actually have like a little decoration, a fall decoration this year with a pumpkin and maybe a scarecrow.
He's super excited. He's actually pretty excited about decorating for the multi-party. Awesome. So he told me the last night, he goes, I need you to get on Pinterest and make a list of all the food that you need for the multi-party because we got to figure out what we're fixing. And
he
I was
like, he doesn't have to bring all, y'all don't have to supply all the food.
I know. Well, I mean, we're going to supply.
I want to bring like balls and penises, little wieners and meatballs and
you can do that if you want.
It makes my soul happy.
I'm totally in.
Yeah,
I'm just going to back away from
that. I don't want any of that gross Halloween-looking food. I will kick you the fuck out of my house for it.
I'm not planning on it.
Who did the
little mummies?
Like those were cute, though.
The mummies?
Mummies. They were hot dogs with, like, the little...
Okay, that's one thing, but don't
the
bring,
fingers.
Don't bring those fucking hot dogs that look like fingers. I will kick you the fuck out of my house. That is gross as shit.
That is nasty.
Well, I have no plans for that.
Well, that's a pet peeve.
As I normally make like little Hawaiian sandwiches.
And they are
heaven. So,
who did the pickle and something last year? It's a pickle and something.
I did it the first year.
Tell me what it is.
It's just ham, cream cheese, and dill pickle.
And it is freaking.
Oh, that's good.
I ate about 72 of those.
I used to eat that when I was pregnant.
I didn't.
I'm doing Jello shots.
Oh.
I'm fucked. Would you take some of that wine that you have left over? Do you have a lot of bottles of wine left over, too?
No.
I thought you said she bought, like, a bunch of bottles of wine. Okay.
No, I bought boxes.
We can take those boxes of wine, and we can make some sangria.
Sangria.
And there's already
which kind do you need for
sangria? There's
already
going to be several.
You just add a shit ton of fruit to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's already going to be several drinks. Like, I'm going to make the vodka punch, and Ashley's making a drink.
I'm going to do the butter beer as well.
Yeah, so I think we'll be covered on drinks.
And who's not going to be walking on Sunday?
Yeah, like all of
you can sleep at my house. We have three twin beds and a baby crib.
And
a king size bed.
My sweet baby Hunter can fit in a baby crib.
We can get
we can get like if we can get like six deep with like four kids and two adults in my king size bed, we can probably fit like four adults into it.
Agreed. I mean,
we can. And do then it. We get got air mattresses. I got a couch that ain't half bad. I mean,
we got the front lawn. I don't give a shit.
Stan's yard.
Exactly. Taking a deuce in that one.
That's what we should do. We should drag the blow up mattress and put it in the.
Like right on the lot. Literally.
I've got one of those kids, like personal blow bouncy houses. Let's just in the middle of the night just blow it up in the middle of Stan's yard and just leave it there with a bunch of like, beer cans around it.
I also want to like find like a really dirty things on Amazon Trader before that. And.
We can hang lingerie from his little dead trees in the yard.
And gift him to here. You know, like the little macro dick.
I can't be bad. Justin. He was nice to me the other day.
It's yes. Temporary.
It's temporary.
It's temporary. He'll be sending you like him.
Inappropriate things. God bless him. Lord.
We talked to the neighbor, that stuff that happened the other day. Mm-hmm. We talked about that. So I was telling him about that. So
hashtag will be nice for a little while. Oh, look, that was one hashtag.
This is the second one tonight.
That'll be it. No more. We are no longer allowed to say hashtags.
Can I just say what her wedding one was?
Yeah, that's fine.
Katie gave me a really cool hashtag.
A wedding hashtag.
So, like, I'm already a nervous wreck. I'm about to throw up on myself on my wedding day. And Katie's like, I'm going to give you this hashtag. And it literally, I had, like, tears running down, like, my cheeks and my legs, you know?
Yeah. But it was hashtag Nicole's getting the D because her last name's Denton. And then after the ceremony, the Snapchats I were sending out were all said hashtag Nicole got the D.
I never got those. Like, you never sent those.
I did. Well, they were on the Snap story. Well, I just added everything to the Snap story. I never got to watch any of those
because when I woke up on Sunday morning, all I care about was Hunter's little precious broke ankle.
Which is strained.
Yeah.
Sure, sprained. But, you know, might as well be broken. It's still really very painful.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Precious little man.
Katie, if I give you $5, can you come up with a hashtag for ours?
Yes.
Your last name is going to be Pruitt. Yeah. I mean,
I'll give you that.
$5, but, I mean,
I feel this is dangerous.
Pruitt and something would do it. Pruitt and do it.
Let's do it to it.
And I feel
Pruitts
like.
Pruitts are doing it. Oh! Nicole, that was on Nicole. She gave.
I'm gonna need that $5. We're broke after this. We have 47. No, I'm just kidding.
Pruitts are doing it.
That's pretty good.
I figured she would be running in here going.
doing it.
Yeah, I haven't heard any objections. So.
Hey, I left out the objection part. Ashley, what say you?
Has she left?
I can't see through the wall. I don't have X-ray vision.
We need a yay or a nay.
All those in favor say yay.
Yay. Yay.
All those in favor say nay.
I might look for a different one if I were you.
Well, this will be the secret one. Pruitts are doing it.
This is the one on Katie's Snapchat story.
And Instagram. And Facebook. And Twitter.
And our Wildos page.
And our Wildos page.
So, I mean, not everywhere. I mean, there's
text like, messages.
What about?
FaceTime.
Everywhere that
Pinterest.
Matters.
Okay, I'll think of something else, but I can't promise it won't be just as inappropriate. Let's be real.
Inappropriate stuff is fun. I like inappropriateness.
Yeah, we like our gifts from you.
Oh my!
Where is mine? It ended up being mine.
Yeah. She told me over here. I was looking on. Etsy when I was just searching one day for gifts before I got married, and I seen these see Sharon loves chapstick.
Yes.
What's one thing I know about her?
Yeah, I'm like never without it. Like ever.
I had crusty lips at a movie one day, and it was literally like bothering my soul. I've been outside, this was like this year, like super crusty, and I was like, it's killing, because I started this habit where I was trying to like, I was licking them to help with the crustiness from being chapped, which is worse. And she's like, here, just take my chapstick. And so I had them made. We can post a picture of those too, I guess, because they're super cute. They are dick and balls chapstick holders. Like it's like, and you open the head of the dick up and you put your chapstick down in there. So it's like dick and balls chapstick holders.
Lipstick.
Yeah, that's what we've been calling it.
That's like Brylan, or my son can't say stick, the stuff, and so he says dick. Like the other day, Katie got him a sticker when we were shopping together, and he said, okay, so he got a sticker from Target, and he gets home, and he'd been putting it on his shirt, and we pulled in the driveway, and I pulled his, like, I put his window down, and he said, Daddy, my dicker stopped dicking. And like, her looks at me, and he's like, what? And I said, his sticker stopped sticking, but the stuh turned into the duh, so his dicker stopped dicking.
You didn't tell me that. That's great. Yeah. That's so great.
That is great.
Yeah, so lip dick.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Not limp, but lip.
I was going through my photos from that night, and that one where I apparently told Jesse to take a photo of me going like this, woo! I look like Honey Boo Boo's mama. I had my shoes in my hand, and my purse is across me, and I'm holding both bouquets. Well, I have one bouquet, and then I'm holding another one, and my beer's in my hand, and then I noticed at this point when we were trying to figure out who's...
Which is probably when you lost it.
Yeah. My lip dick was right there, and I was like, and I zoomed in on it, and I was like, there it was. That's why I was like, I knew I had put it in the car.
You know, it was also in that picture that you made me make private after you told me to post it.
The one of me laying in the backseat like that?
No, ma'am. The picture.
Oh.
This was even before the one you with had the been glasses, drinking.
The glasses in my face. I don't even know why I look so bad in that picture. I have my sunglasses on my head, or was I wearing them? But then I was
It's because you were multitasking. You had your sunglasses on. You were holding your regular glasses
in my mouth.
And then you were trying to open
my lipstick. I've never seen this picture.
Oh, well, it was horrible.
Okay. She told me very expressly to post it. And then the next morning, she sends me a message that says, I hate you for posting that. I told you not to.
I didn't say I hated you.
Actually, the person she told not to post it was, hey, look, if you post that, Richard, on the site, I will rip off your testicles and make you eat them.
With her wrench, please.
I ended up removing the tag that was in the phone.
But she very expressly told me to post it.
I can't even find it now.
It's because I made it private.
Like, I should be able to find it, though.
No, I made it public only to... I made it to where only I could see it.
Oh, well, it is horrible.
It is not. I enjoyed that picture. It made me smile. And you weren't even intoxicated at that time.
I wasn't even drunk.
You hadn't even started drinking.
It was a really bad angle.
I think you tried to steal my bouquets, though.
I didn't. They were in the back of the car.
No, I have them, but you were, like, walking, and I was like, where is she going with my bouquet? I'm going
to
need
somebody
those.
Handed them to me.
I know.
I was holding everything.
But she looked cute with them, though, because, like, she was trying to...
Is that the picture?
That's the picture.
That does not look terrible.
I thought it was
cute. Have you seen one of me, the back seat of Sharon's car? My wallet is in my hand for some reason, and just the front of my phone case is on my forearm.
And for the record, she posted that.
I did, but I had to block a certain somebody from seeing it because I didn't want to, like, look horrific to them.
Nice.
But no, I didn't want it to look like I was stealing them. Somebody handed them to
me. No, the reason that you had them is because up until that point, they were at our table, and we were leaving.
I had no idea that I left stuff.
No, you didn't. I had them. Remember?
No.
Okay, honey. Whenever you were getting married... It was my job to take your bouquet.
I never took that back.
No, you came over specifically to our table and handed it to us after you had walked up the aisle. And you're like, hold on to this. So we stuck it in the jar.
Because you're my people.
We had it up until the point where we were leaving. So she had it and was bringing it upwards up to the table.
I wasn't trying to steal it.
And you actually said, here, let me take those.
You guys left before me madre hit that Jack bottle. And my mama does not drink.
I'm glad we did.
No, she chilled. Oh. She opened that Jack bottle up. Hunter was like, here. And, you know, she just...
We had Crown at our table.
Let me tell you, she opened it up, and that thing bubbled. Bloop, bloop. And she's like, I ain't took a sip. No, you didn't, Madre. I'm telling you. So she put it down, and about 5 minutes later, she came back over there and was like, I'm going to take that real quick, and bubbled it again. I was like, yeah. Go, Mama.
I don't know why we left so early. But we
were tired. Yeah, we all started to get really tired, and then people were hungry again.
Y'all kept taking my fucking drink.
Well, I know because, okay, at one point she came over there and she was like, try to take my beer, and apparently, I think it might have been...
There was a couple of us.
Somebody had told me, like, I had unopened beer, and of course my guest wanted one, so she was like, can I have that? And I was like, yeah. And then someone was like, no, and I was like, but yeah, she's my guest, let her have one. And then at some point, I did give her a beer. Like, she was standing there, and I got one out of the, like, out of the bucket, and she was, I mean, I gave her a beer. I was like,
I'm glad I got that champagne for you guys.
I opened that bad boy. Oh, my brother opened it for me, and I was like, hey, are you ready? I was like, yeah.
You drank it out of the bottle.
I'm glad. I don't even know what
are you not supposed to?
Me.
Well, there's. Yeah. I don't guess there's any rules saying you can't.
We didn't get no cups for that shit. That was a waste. Like, at the very end of everything, like, I had, like, five bags of decorations that never got set out. I had over $100 worth of decorations that never, and I had to take them back, which is fine with me, $100. My fault, I don't give a shit. But never got used. Never.
It was pretty great. I don't know what came over me. Me and Jesse were at the liquor store, and I grabbed all these bottles of wine, and I grabbed the boxes of wine, and I was like, I'm going to get a bottle of champagne. And he's like, oh, they probably already have some. I was like, I'm going to get one just in case. And I grabbed one.
Homies for life right
turns
there.
Turns out you didn't have any champagne.
I didn't know you're supposed to do that, I guess. Like, I've never been married. You know, I've never been a proper Power Ranger.
Well, everyone's wedding is different. Like, there's no, like, rule.
No, but I mean.
You can do it however you want.
I did it how I wanted because, well, Hunter's mom was like, there's one thing different between you and your sister's wedding. And Hunter said, what is that? She said, you threw one hell of a reception. That was great. Like, I ended up getting, like, this massive, which I had a headache all day long, and I was really sick. Like, I really thought I was going to throw up. So, at, like, 10:30, I was exhausted and ready to go to bed. And I saw me and my son went and got in the bed, and this is how our wedding night went. Me and my son went and got in the bed at 10:30. My now husband and his cousin, who is a blessing lover unconditionally, wouldn't do anything without, I mean, literally. They sat outside until 3:30 a.m., and they talked and hung out, and he caught a mouse, a little bitty baby mouse, and it bit him on a finger. Kid you not, it's a baby one. Baby mouse. And I said, have you had, like, a tetanus shot? We're good.
That doesn't treat rabies.
I said, you might want to get, I mean, like, we're going to watch you for, like, flu symptoms, because that's, like, rabies now. And, like, it just, he chunked it on the ground, and it got.
He should have kept it for, like, 3 days to see what happens.
Oh, it ran off the ledge. He threw it down, and he thinks it was, like, disoriented, and it ran off the ledge. I said, isn't, like, rabid animals, like, aren't they, like, suicidal, like, rabid. Crazy? Well, rabid animals, aren't they, like, crazy?
Well, they're definitely afraid of water.
Yeah. This fool.
They'll start foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, precious.
Well, hopefully in the next few days, Hunter won't, like, suddenly become afraid of water and.
No, because his ass took a bath this morning. We sat outside. Well, listen, our fake honeymoon was precious last night. We built a fire on the back porch in our fire pit. And so this was, like, took. We've been together for 5.5 years, and he's lived in that house for 7 or 8. He has never one time taken the cushions off the couch, like, unless he's cleaning. He took the cushions and brought them outside. I made us, like, a little pallet outside, and we just.
Panic at the Disco ticket.
Just
that was for last night.
I know. I was like, living together, huh?
I keep forgetting to pay her.
That's
for
my wife.
The tickets,
just
so she's bought.
Let me just stick this money in my bra.
I've been carrying that around, like, since sometime last week, and I keep forgetting to give it to her.
Like my fan.
How old are you, a fan?
No, my fan that you got me in my thing. I sweat my fan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Sharon got me a fan because I'm so hot natured, and, like, it fit perfectly between my teats, like, for my wedding. And, like, firstly, I was, like, jokingly put it in there, but then, like, later on in the night, like, it really went down in there along with a few other things. So, like, when it come time to, like, take my dress off, and I was so, like, literally exhausted, I couldn't even, like, reach around there. I didn't even care. I took my dress off. I just threw it on, like, dirty clothes pile. That's how much I cared about it. So, like, Hunter was, like, undoing my dress, and it just come down, and there was, like, a crap ton of stuff in there. It probably shouldn't have been in there, and he's like, Nicole, and I was like, I'm sorry. I'm just going to take all this out. I'm going to put it here. I love you. And I'm going to pay. I ended up spending like one of my most favorite pictures at the end of the very, like, everybody's like, there's still people there, but I'm so physically, mentally, emotionally exhausted that I'm sitting there in my dress still, like jacked up, one leg hanging out. I have one tit that I didn't realize. And Hunter's like, damn, look at your titty. And it did. It was like pooched up and looking like it was about to fall out. So I'm sitting there looking a mess, holding my son. He's asleep in my arm. Then there's Hunter beside me. And then there's my daughter beside him. And it's the end of the night and we're exhausted and we're all just sitting there. And I was like, this is like the epitome of like my, like, I don't know, of like love and marriage right here. Like, there was no other place I'd rather be than sitting right there barefooted, hungry, not in the right mind to be functioning as of an adult. And it's so, I literally probably could have just laid right there on the concrete and fell asleep, but that right there is probably like one of my favorite pictures of the whole night, literally.
After we left, Jesse said, he said, look, he said, you attended that wedding and you didn't get assaulted once by the bride. And then I had to tell him that you stuck your hand down my shirt on the way out.
Well, what had happened was...
It's okay. I told her, I was like, it's my fault. You know, the shirt I wore was like way too loose. It was just really tempting, you know, so...
Yeah, I think I tried to like show people. I was like, look! Like, look down her shirt! Like, right here is a set of breasts. Lord, nice. Bless me. Yeah.
Nice.
It's like a... What is it called? When you remember something.
A memory?
No. Come on, guys. Help me out here. I'm having a brain like
a flashback.
A flashback. Yes, a flashback. You guys have to look past me. Like, my mind is not here. I'll be here.
I'm used to you. I really didn't think anything about it.
I was like, wait a minute. I can't.
I just thought it was funny. Jesse's like, nothing happened at all. And I was like,
there's no bruises. Well, there was this one thing that you didn't see. Apparently, Hunter said something ugly to he doesn't remember who they were, like three of my guests. He thinks that he told them that the bathroom was small, and that he said, because the bathroom wasn't big, you know.
Right, it was a little pocket bathroom.
Okay, and he said that three people come up to him and said, where's the bathroom? And he said, well, you all aren't going to fit. And he said, he didn't mean anything by it. He doesn't know who he said it to. So if you're listening and you're at my wedding and he said that to you, he wasn't making a size reference because he doesn't know who you are. He didn't even see what size you are. He doesn't care what size you are. He was just making it like, you know how girls go to the bathroom in twos? He was just making a thing because I can't barely get in that bathroom. Like, it was super,
it
super
was
sweet.
Really dying.
You have to yank on the door.
I was like, you have to pull up and push.
Yes.
Push up and pull.
That's it.
I'm like, it's hey,
damn hideaway doors.
It's a crack.
It is.
Damn hideaway doors.
I just about cried. I was so like...
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, I was about to say, how high
no.
shit. Hunter's an asshole, I'm sorry.
No, just being in the bathroom was so small. Yeah. It was just like, this is not comfortable at all.
No, it was super tiny.
But it was the only bathroom that kept people out of, like, their part of the house. And so, it did its job. People would go pee. I mean, if you had a penis, you could just flop it off. And just, well, my mom later told me there was an old man there on some oxygen. Did you see him?
There were two people
as a woman.
Yeah.
Maybe his wife was on oxygen and there was an old man. And whenever, I had never met these people in my whole life. And when I was walking up with my dad, like, my stepdad woke me up and to my dad, and this guy like touched my arm and I looked over and he was like, oh, and I was like, who is this old codger? And then like after the wedding, like I'd come down and I was telling everybody, hey, eat, we'll take a few pictures and you know, we'll be back. Well, I come back and he was like, hey, you've never met me, let me tell you who I am. And he started going on about who he was and I was like, I don't know who he is. Well, then about that time, like, he started in and I wasn't getting it, and Hunter turned around and Hunter was like, oh my gosh, it was Hunter's grandpa, who is, you know, passed. It's his best friend, apparently, and I've heard stories about him forever. Apparently my mom told him, he asked where the restroom was at, and mom said up those stairs and up the other ones, and he said, ma'am, I'm not gonna make that.
Yeah.
And so mom said, well, you can go sit over there in the corner and I'll get everybody to look this way and you can pee off the thing. And he said, well, do you got a cup? Mom said, Yeah, and he said, make sure it's a long cup. Then, my mom starts dying laughing. Well, then something was said about, like, she comes back by and he said, oh, she said, if you just got to pee, you can pee off the off the porch. But if you got a number two, I don't know what to tell you. And he said, well, you just got a rubber band and I'll just rubber band it up. And I'm telling you, like, that's my mom. And I was like, hey, shout out to my mom. She did a damn good job. She may get on my nerves, but let me tell you, that woman threw one hell of a reception. All that barbecue, my mama, my stepdad smoked it, like smoked six butts, but my mama did a hell of a good job. Like,
well, my mama and your mama might be a little bit alive.
Yes,
but yeah, I love they
mean
mama.
My mama means she means well. Yeah, she means well, and that's all that matters is she does mean well.
Well, before we wrap it up real fast, I want to say one last thing. Ed Souter, who I know put a special message on your Facebook, he called me yesterday.
Okay.
And he wanted me to relay a message.
Okay.
He said, first of all, I'm not allowed to admit that he actually really enjoys wedding. Sorry, I admitted it on our podcast.
I second that he said that as well.
Yeah
I saw it too.
But he wanted me to tell you that he is actually genuinely sorry he couldn't make it. He would have done anything to be at your wedding. That you looked beautiful. And he wishes you years of happiness.
Oh, that's so nice.
And he can't wait to meet you in person.
I'm such a wonderful person. I cannot wait to meet you guys. Literally, I have Kendra's first book in my desk at work. Like, I'm not supposed to have it there, but like, I'm like, okay, my next lunch break that I set still, I'm going to have, well, I mean, I don't guess they care, but like next lunch break, I'm like, I'm going to start reading this, which now that everything with the wedding, which is now a cuss word to me because I lost sleep, hair, got acne on my, like my shoulder and my face, as you can still see, it's still there. Let's see what else. Oh, I forgot to eat some days, which helped my waistline, but wedding is now a cuss word, but hey. I'm free to do everything. I can watch Harry Potter movies. I can read books. I can run around naked in my yard if I feel like it. I mean, hell, I can do whatever I want.
Do you remember what I told you?
What?
When you started with all of this wedding stuff?
It's just a day. It's all going to be over.
And at the end of the day?
I'm married. I got that D.
Woo! Exactly.
That's exciting. Hey, thank you, Ed. Can't wait to meet you. I really can't. And your wife.
They're really great peoples.
I'm great peoples. Hey, I like good peoples. As long as you bring like some positive vibes, I'm good.
Oh, they bring tons of positive vibes.
I like positive people. Positive Patty right here. Look, they didn't put a hashtag in front of that. Bam.
I appreciate that.
Nicole has not said hashtags like at all because I felt incredibly stupid after the last podcast that I did. So I have completely cut the word hashtag out of my whole vocabulary. Like it is no longer in my vocabulary.
I'm glad. Like, you can use them appropriately online.
As you see, none of my pictures have them on there no more. There is no hashtags in my life.
I would have allowed that, but I'm very much glad that you've, like, vocally cut out the hashtags.
I went to, like, rehab and all that. It was called
listening. You guys realize you've said the word hashtag quite a bit in, like, the last couple
that's okay.
Minutes.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Because I'm not doing, like, hashtag rehab. Hashtag, I'm sorry. Like, that will never happen again.
Hashtag Detroit, I'm maybe. I need to go home.
Okay. Well, I think we are done with this week's podcast. Mm-hmm. Anyone have anything left to say?
I got married and I'm the Purple Power Ranger and married life is completely, it is different, I guess. Like, even though everything was it's the same and different at the same time. All my homies came and celebrated with me. Love all you guys. Thanks for coming. And if you didn't come, you missed a hell of a good song for Highway to Hell.
If you didn't come, then fuck
you. And fuck you.
Come, Kim.
Do you have anything else to add?
Other than our upcoming events, which would be the 22nd, 22nd and 23rd, which is the Memphis Comic Book Expo at the Cook Convention Center.
Mm-hmm. We'll be there for that.
It's also going to be like a charity thing for us. So if you see us, stop, take a picture, and we'll donate that. We'll donate a dollar to cancer research and
Alzheimer's. And, yeah, cancer.
Yeah. And then
on the 29th, we'll be at the Paragould Cinema at the midnight showing of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And if you're local, you should definitely come out for that because you get props and you get them at the screen and it's really awesome and we're really awesome.
Paragould Cinema is just really excellent venue. Yep.
I got good pickles.
Yeah.
Fresh and popcorn. You have good pickles.
I think that's
it. Hey, well, my birthday's this month. And your birthday's this month.
There's a lot of birthdays this month. My two youngest turn 4 and 2 on Sunday.
Yeah. We have a lot of birthdays coming up.
I'm still in my 20s. Bam. Staying there for 2 more years.
Still in my 20s, too. What up?
Yeah, thanks.
Your birthday is 10 days after mine, so let's just celebrate. And
but I won't be in my 20s. I'm already not in my 20s, so.
You are in your 20s.
You're still hot.
29?
No, dear.
You're 30?
Yes.
Shit.
You'll be 31?
Yeah.
So my wife's older than my husband. She's 31,
looking like she's 13.
I know, those dimples just, oh. I tell you, got a hot wife.
Somebody told me I look like I was 12 years old today, and they try to use it as an insult. And I was like, bitch, this is a good thing. I'll be looking good while you look like shit.
Keep smiling with your crow's feet and your big bags under your ass.
T-Pain looking ass. Fuck you, Dana.
Deborah. Damn you, Deborah. Looking all old and shit. All right. Peace out, homies.
Bye. Bye. We'll see you next time.